This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show, he's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at FAO in Midtown. Here's Paul Gallant.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. It is Monday, April 7th, 2025. We are coming off of quite the wild weekend in sports, and we're hanging out in Midtown at FAO. It's very surreal being back in this location because I'm just thinking about all the times that I've spent in this specific building. But now you got to take a look at this place, guys. As we get ready for the national championship tonight, it is sick. You got arcade games everywhere. You got a little Big Buck Hunter, Terminator, Guitar Hero. This is basically your nostalgic arcade bar with a beautiful bar in the middle and all sorts of TVs. This is a fun place, guys. So we're going to be here all afternoon. Killer Bees after me. You know what time it is, guys, right? Dun-dun, 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 ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun. Dana. C-O-U-G-A-R-S. Who are they talking about? They're talking about the Cougars. C-O-U-G-A-R-S. Who the bleep's that? It's the mother-loving Cougars. I can't believe they won that game on Saturday night. I'm still thinking how the hell they found a way to win a game where they were down 14 points. A game where it really did feel like they just didn't have enough guns to compete with Duke. But they hung in there. And they hung in there. And somehow, some way, that fearsome Cougars defense under Kelvin Sampson held Duke without scoring for what? 10 minutes and 30 seconds? Just one field goal down the stretch? This is the team that has Cooper Flagg. It's Duke! And this Cougs team does have some really good players. We love L.J. Crier. He was great in this game. But it really felt as you were watching it like, man, they're not going to be able to figure it out. Then all of a sudden, Duke just forgot how to play basketball. And the Cougs stayed on him. And, you know, there was a moment where I'll admit, I thought the game was done. I thought it was over. It was that moment where Tugler gets called for a technical foul for reaching across the baseline and touching a ball before it got inbounded. I can't remember ever seeing that in my life watching basketball. And you see that happen, you're like, damn, what a tough way to lose. Tugler's going to be so mad at himself. But they make a stop on defense. They get a three from Uzon. You get a steal from Fisher. Another bucket, and what, 30 seconds of basketball later, the Cougs somehow have a lead. I don't think I'm ever going to forget that game. Truly, for a team that has fought and clawed their way to get to this point, with the way that they play defense, to hang in there, down 14, and to actually pull this thing off in a spot where, I mean, let's be honest, it's been tough for the Cougs. In the Final Four, you know, the last time they played in a national championship game, of course, is that famous Jim Valvano image where NC State misses a shot at the buzzer, but there's somebody right underneath to get the ball, and he puts the ball in, and that was back in 84. So 30 years later, 40 years later, good God, 40 years later, they're back tonight with the chance to take down Florida. I know there's a ton of people in San Antonio out there. If you're out in San Antonio right now, tip of the hat to you. I am wearing my fun little Cougs beanie. It was a little nippy today, but a tip of the hat to you if you're out in San Antonio. I can't even imagine how fun Saturday must have been. I think Chris Stapleton played last night, too, so there were some good concerts. And then today, it's all on the line. You got the Florida Gators, who, with Walter Clayton, might be the best player in the tournament. But if that guy keeps scoring, that's how Florida wins. But if the Cougs keep playing defense the way that they're playing, I like them. Florida's a 1.5-point favorite in this game. And I get that Florida's been through the gauntlet of the SEC and all that. But I feel pretty good about the Cougs' chances defensively to slow them down. Felt like they did a pretty good job with Duke, especially down the stretch. I mean, if you can hold a team that supposedly has the best player in college basketball to just one field goal in the last 10 minutes and 30 seconds, I feel pretty damn good about their chances to take down Florida tonight. We will, of course, see what happens. If you want to jump in on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. A couple of Twitch comments. Lopez 69 says, Jamal Shedd avenged. Avenge me! Avenge my ankle. Yeah, it was cool to see them get a win after the way things, of course, went down last year. This is from Coug Blaze. I guess Coug Blaze is about to hit the road to go to San Antonio. Yeah, that's awesome, guys. It's so cool that it's right in our backyard, essentially. I mean, still a bit of a hike. I did see that if you were driving on Saturday, there was apparently a lot of traffic. There was some car that got absolutely destroyed. Like, I think it caught fire, and I saw the wreckage of it. So I guess I-10 was just completely shut down. I'm glad I did not go on Saturday. I would have been stressing so much. You're driving on I-10, you're trying to go to the Cougs Duke game, and the traffic's just not moving. So if you're able to get through all of that and you have tales from the road, hit us up. 713-780-3776 is how you call and it's how you text. And you can join us on YouTube at ESPN Houston and on Twitch at ESPN 975. We do have a text from the 936. People are confessing that they thought the game was over. Houston down by 9 when Flag blocked that layup. Yep, saw that. Lots of moments in this one where I think the only team that continued to believe in themselves, or people that continue to believe in the Cougs, were probably mostly the actual Cougars themselves. It really did look dicey for a while, and they won. From the 832, did you guys see that they did not allow Hakeem Olajuwon to join the celebration after the Cougars win? I did see that. That was horrible. Absolutely horrible. I saw J.J. Watt was tweeting about it. I even saw Vernon Maxwell, who's definitely having himself a weekend because the Rockets, how about the weekend for them? Beat the Thunders convincingly on Friday. They beat the Warriors convincingly last night. But Vernon Maxwell was on the phone, and when he saw the image of Hakeem Olajuwon being prevented from getting on the court by, let's just say, a zesty young man who was just trying to do his job, Vernon Maxwell tweeted, "Oh, hell nah, Dream. You need to stop being Muslim for a second and ask that guy, quote, what did the five fingers say to the face?" End quote. So we're quoting Chappelle's show here. It's nuts. Like, you have to know that's Hakeem Olajuwon. And I'm sure, like, that's the only defense that this guy has. If you don't let Dream on the court, it's that you didn't know who he was. But, I mean, how many 6'9", 6'10", red-wearing men are you going to, like, confuse this guy for? You know who he is. And, I mean, shoot, when the Cougars won to advance to the Final Four, when they had smoked Tennessee on Sunday, I mean, they let Jim Nance go up on the court. Jim Nance didn't deserve to be there. Like, Hakeem was part of this team that was going to Final Fours and playing in the national championship and stuff like that. Like, he deserves to be out there. Jim Nance, who I like. I don't know if Jim Nance deserves to be out there, though. But, hey, Jim Nance is in San Antonio.
Kelvin Sampson and the Cougs still alive in San Antonio. And if you want to weigh in on that game, was there a moment where you lost hope in our beloved Cougs? 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN975. I do think it's fair to ask this question. Did the Cougs win the game, or did Duke blow it? I mean, I think Duke blew it. I really do. I still am having a hard time believing, just given the way that that game went down, that they won. I was watching the game at for a friend's birthday party at like the American Legion post in the Heights. It was a very interesting spot to watch, and once the Cougs won, because I was sitting next to one of my friend's wife. She is a diehard Duke fan. So we were sitting next to each other watching the game. And it was we had some polite back and forth giving each other crap the whole game. But as soon as the Cougs won, I stood up because I was like, I know I'm going to be an a-hole. So I'm going to stand up and just walk into another room. And I found a bunch of other Cougs fans who were all watching the game at the American Legion. And just joined in for a couple of high fives and hugging randos. And then I went back in, and then we just continued to try to figure out, like, what the hell just happened? How did they pull this thing off? And what's next? Are they going to be able to get it done tonight? I mean, honestly, with Duke dead, I feel a lot better. I get it. Like, Walter Clayton, the guy's scary. He's very good. He's given me, I mean, obviously it's different because Steph Curry was playing for Davidson, and Davidson was a mid-major, and Florida's the best program, arguably, left. Right? Weren't they the number one overall seed? Maybe Duke was. I forgot off the top of my head. But, I mean, I feel a lot better about their chances against Florida tonight than I did about Duke. Like, if you guys were listening to me on Friday when we were out in Dayton, I was a little bit nervous. I was not feeling great about that. I thought there was a chance that things would not go so well for him. Of course, you know, as a, you know, proud Cougs fan, arguably the greatest Cougs fan in the city of Houston, you know, still picked them. But it was rather nerve-wracking just thinking about, hey, what are they going to be able to do? And you watch this game, and it really felt like they never had a shot, and then all of a sudden, they're winning with like 20 seconds left. What an incredible game. What an incredible night. You want to weigh in on it? You want to celebrate? You want to give anybody a pep talk or a speech or something like that? Like you're Kelvin Sampson or Jim Nantz? 713-780-3776 is how you call. It's how you text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN975. We are in Midtown at FAO. Come out, hang out, watch the title game tonight. We're talking Cougs. We're talking red hot Rockets. The Astros offense at least figured its bleep out yesterday. All of that on the table on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stick around.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2. It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at FAO in Midtown. Here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston, live at FAO. The Cougs play Florida for NCAA glory tonight in San Antonio. We're going to be hanging out watching that game here in Midtown. It is a beautiful day. I love it when the weather gets a little bit nippy. You know, I could bust out the flannel and my trucker jacket and look like an absolute man. And I've got my Cougs hat on, so I also look like an absolute furry. No litter box here at FAO, okay? A lot of people have been asking, Paul, are you now identifying as a furry? No, I'm just the greatest Cougs fan there is. And my Cougs hat is freaking awesome, yo. From the 409, biggest regret of 2025. I guess we've got some Coug confessions here. Turning the game off at halftime, thinking they could not compete with Duke. At halftime, bro. At halftime, I mean, there were some moments where they were down 14. I get it. But at halftime, sir, you can't give up then. You got to give up maybe last 6 minutes of a game, if even then. Halftime. Oof.
They're down six at halftime.
Right.
Like they went on a run right before halftime.
That's right, Sean. I mean,
it looked way worse. Basically, it looked way worse at every other time of the game except for the last, like, 8 minutes.
Yeah. It was probably, like, about 10 minutes left where I think, if you're being honest with yourself, you were saying, yeah, they just don't have it tonight. They don't have it. I mean, Cryer was playing out of his mind, and the Cougs were getting just – they were crushing it on the glass for a while in this game. But they weren't getting the buckets, and every single time it felt like they were getting a little closer, Duke would answer. And not like with a heavy hand or anything like that, but it always felt like, hey, whenever the Cougs needed to do something, Duke answered. Yeah. And then they just stopped for 10 minutes and 30 seconds. So I can understand with 10 minutes and 30 seconds perhaps walking away and then having this going forward, thinking to yourself, wait a second. Did I reverse jinx a win here? By turning the game off early, did I actually make this happen? Like, I know there's some of you sickos out there. You think you affect everything because you got that main character energy, you know? I've been there before, too. That, I think, is a little bit trickier for anybody else who might be coming back if you had maybe tuned out a little bit early. Some texts here from the 409. Been a tourney of unexpected comebacks. Tech down 16 against Arkansas. You're right. Florida down 9 late to Tech. UH down late against Duke. It's been fun. It's been an interesting tournament. I mean, obviously, you know, you got 2-1 seeds playing in the national title tonight. But things have been pretty fun, I think, of late. I thought the Florida-Auburn game was fantastic. I thought that was just really good basketball. Both of those teams, obviously, very good.
That's why they got to the Final Four. Did you know that? Uh-huh.
From the 409, Houston made Duke blow it. Not like that, Paul. Calm down. Hey, once they started clawing back, rah, rah, their style of play, buckle Duke in the big moment. It's the way that they play, that intensity that Kelvin Sampson has them all playing with, which is the reason that they are here. And I think in today's basketball, that just works very well because there aren't a lot of people who can handle this kind of physicality. So, keeping it going here on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. This is Kelvin Sampson after the game talking about Duke this and Duke that with Rachel Wolfson.
I hear what people say. You know, Duke this, Duke that. Duke's great. John Shire is awesome. But don't sleep on Houston. Don't sleep on Houston.
Don't sleep on Houston. He was with Tracy Wolfson, by the way. I don't know why I butchered her name right there. But I do think it is nuts that people were overlooking the Cougs going into this. I mean, I thought, again, that Duke probably was going to win this thing. But also at the same time, I mean, what Houston's done for such a while. You know, they're a mid-major plus. Now they're in the Big 12, of course, and they're actually running the damn conference. And, yeah, there was a lot of Duke hype. And I do get why there is as much Duke hype, because they also have Cooper Flag. But, I mean, you take a look at Duke. This is what Duke does, at least the last 10 years when they get to the title. This is not the program they used to be. But they did make it all the way there. I still can't believe that they blew that lead. Another text here on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. This is from the 713. The crazy thing about Houston, nobody respects us at all. We have to earn our respect with ESPN TV, not even bringing up our success. They only talk about Duke's defeat. I hope we crush the Gators and make boots out of them. Go Cougs! Hell yeah. Gator boots would be pretty sick. I do not have Gator boots, but I am wearing cowboy boots right now. Got a red and blue flannel. I got my Cougs hat on and some cowboy boots. We're hanging out here at FAO. Another text in. This one's from the 832. This person is asking me to go to another place for the national title. Nope. It's FAO tonight, bro. FAO. Or lady. Bros and lasses out there. 713-780-3776 to call into text. And here's more from Kelvin Sampson. Kelvin was told as he was walking into the locker room after this game was won that this was the best comeback in the Final Four ever. Here is Kelvin Sampson when he was told that, yeah, you guys came back from down 14.
What's the biggest comeback in Final Four history?
Was it?
Yep.
Final Four history, Final Four.
What was our biggest deficit?
14.
I think it wasn't 17.
I think he knows deep down, like, holy crap, how the hell did we pull this one off? So yesterday people were out in San Antonio, and I've seen a lot of people texting in, yep, in San Antonio, having a great time. What a weekend it's been to this point. This has been the Jim Nance farewell tour on top of a farewell tour, because obviously he's no longer calling March Madness. It is really interesting to see him now as like a sports fan becoming the voice of the Cougs, the leader who's rallying guys at pep rallies and stuff. And I got to say, like, Jim's got the fastball still. He's still got the schmaltzy fastball. This is so Jim Nance, this line to wrap up a pep rally in San Antonio.
We do, for the rest of our lives, University of Houston will be looking back on one weekend in San Antonio, and we're going to say, after we get done tomorrow night, remember the Alamo Dome.
I love Jim Nance. That's fantastic. Just a slow build-up to remember the Alamo Dome. This is why they have literally paid him the big bucks for years and years and years. But it was cool. They zoom in on him as the game's winding down and he's tearing up. Because this is a basketball program that has just come so effing close so many times, and they just haven't been able to quite get it. So hopefully tonight things change. It will not be easy with Walker Clayton doing what he does for Florida. But, man, it will be so cool if they're able to do it. I'm curious as to where people will be out and about. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. We're going to be at FAO. It's been a while since we've had a Houston sports team on the verge of winning a championship. Now, obviously, since the Final Four is in San Antonio, a lot of people are out there. But the last time, of course, that a Houston sports team won a title was the Astros a couple of years ago. And I remember going to that game, Game 6 of the 22 World Series against the Phillies, and how awesome it was to just walk from Minute Maid Park down the street to the next stop. And it was basically like just trying to find a bar that'll be open. I wonder if it's going to be that kind of energy tonight, if they are able to pull it off. And I feel like, because it probably will be a good amount of energy, I might have to do some investigative research. I might have to go out and do some investigative research. Paul, you're an alcoholic. You just like to go out and drink all the time. I know. I honestly, yesterday was a lot longer of a day than I thought it would be. You ever go hang out and you're like, I'm just going to do some brunch with my friends. And next thing you know, it's 9 p.m. Yeah, classic Sunday. And now I guess I'm going to have to go back out again tonight to watch with the people. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Our beloved Cougs. Some comments here on YouTube at ESPN Houston. Somebody else said I was ready to turn it off. Christopher Soriano says 5 minutes left to go, but it kept getting closer and closer. That would have been a tricky spot to turn it, because it did feel like that every single time that they had a chance to make it a little bit closer, Duke would make it stop defensively. Like, it was just hard for both teams to score for, you know, the last like 5-6 minutes, and then all of a sudden the Cougars just kept scoring over and over and over and over again. From the Twitch, Greg Todd says, Kenny Smith said UH is now Clutch City. Well, yeah, and I mean, you've heard me say this several times, and we kind of joke about how, hey, what is Houston? Is Houston a baseball town? Is Houston a football town? No, Houston is currently a basketball town. Because first off, you got the Cougs doing what they're doing on the verge of a national title tonight. And on top of that, it is a shame that the Houston Rockets are playing the same weekend that the Houston Cougars are. But I think you could make a strong case that the Houston Rockets, more than the Cougars and more than every other team in Houston, won the weekend with what they did on Friday and with what they did yesterday, with wins over both the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Golden State Warriors. We're going to talk about that on the other side, but if you want to talk about the Cougs with the national title tonight, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Sam, the social media savant, came in. She's got her Cougs hat on. We got lots of Cougs people in the house, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun here at FAO. And I should get ready for the actual games themselves. I mean, shoot, they even got Mario Kart here. I forgot that now all of a sudden they have, like, arcade version of Mario Kart, which is just a trip.
And it makes me feel really old remembering that I used to play it on the old N64 with the video game cartridges, and you had to blow on the cartridge to make sure it worked, even though you were supposedly not supposed to blow on the cartridge. I still blew on the cartridge. Paul, you like blowing on things. Stop. That's not cool. Okay, we're just talking about cartridges. 713-780-3776 to call to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. The Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stay put.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 975. This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at FAO in Midtown. Here's Paul Gallant.
Fun weekend in Houston sports with, of course, the Cougs advancing to the national title tonight. We're hanging out at FAO in Midtown to watch said game. Come on out. Grab yourself a few drinks. It's a beautiful day. Call in sick. Call in sick to work. Come on. Just call in sick. It's fine. I'm sure that your employers will not be mad at you. Just say, I've got the black lung pop. And then come on out here to FAO. We're talking about the Cougs. Some text in on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston from the 409. If the Cougs win tonight, I want to see them arrive at the parade in gator boots and a pimped out Gucci suit. Love that. Isn't that a song?
Yes, that is a song.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that.
By Manny Fresh and Birdman.
That's it. Yes. Yes. Still Fly, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah, dude. Another text in here on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston with the Cougs now in the Natty tonight playing on against Florida. We also have some people talking about our beloved Houston Rockets because our beloved Houston Rockets had themselves a weekend. First off, Friday night in a game that I wasn't sure we would see the Oklahoma City Thunder at full strength. And we didn't see them quite at full strength, but we did see some of the more important pieces on that team, and they just mollywopped them, smacked them around, stopped an 11-game winning streak in a game where the Thunder did play Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and did have, to what I understand, like most of their good players. There's somebody texting in right now, and this person seems to be like mad about the fact that the Rockets' wins over the weekend were impressive. Y'all are making too much of the Rockets. Those games were meaningless. Y'all are acting like they won the finals. No, we're definitely not. Quit propping up the Rockets until they do something. I don't know, man. A weekend where you beat the Thunder, who are in the middle of an 11-game winning streak, and then beat the Warriors and hold Steph Curry to what? 3 points? That's pretty effing impressive. I think that the Rockets do deserve a lot of credit for what they did over the weekend. I don't care if a couple of guys are missing. I mean, and I know it's late March, early April basketball. This time of year, you do always wonder, like, who the hell actually cares? But I don't know. I mean, last night's Rockets-Warriors game felt a little scrappy, no? There was some shoving going on. It felt like the Warriors cared to a degree. But Steph Curry, like, that's like the worst performance he's ever had. And I think a lot of it has to do with just how good the Rockets played defensively. He was 1-for-10 in this game, which is 3 points. That's insane. That's really, really bad. And yeah, okay, like they're being carried. I had never heard of Brandon Podzimski. And looking at that guy, watching Rockets Warriors yesterday afternoon, when you've had a few in you, you look at that guy and you're like, F that guy. He's stupid hair. I couldn't help it. This sideshow Bob looking guy with the soul patch. I'm like, yo, get out of here, dude. But I mean, yeah, he was their best player in that game. But you know, it's impressive. They had a good weekend. And this is a basketball town. Cougs and the Natty and the Rockets, they just need the magic number is now 1 for them to be the 2 seed in the Western Conference. And we took a look at that stretch to end the year where they're playing all these playoff teams. I mean, did you think that they were going to win the first two? So now they play the Clippers, and then after they play the Clippers, which is that game on Wednesday? They play the Clippers on Wednesday, then it's the Lakers, and then it's the Nuggets to wrap up the year. Are you taking a lot out of these last couple of games when the playoffs are right around the corner? Probably not, but how can you not be impressed with what they did this weekend? I'm kind of surprised that the one Texas like, yeah, you're crowning them like they won the finals. No, they had two impressive wins. Two impressive ones. What, am I supposed to dump on them? From the 832, Paul, OKC wasn't at full strength. They had about 4 to 5 guys out. We only had Dylan out. How do you think they matched it, but they had all their guys playing? I mean, not well, but I'm still going to give the Rockets credit for actually getting a dub out here. Are we going to pretend that all games are meaningless? I don't want to do that. From the 281-713-780-3776 to call into Texan. Hey, Paul, how does Alex Ovechkin's 895 goals affect LeBron James' legacy? It's a great question. It's a great question. I haven't seen LeBron James put on a pair of skates. I've never seen LeBron James score a goal. Come on.
Oh, Paul, they literally did that on First Take.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
no.
They did like a more impressive LeBron or Ovechkin's thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then they had, hold on, I'm looking to see if they posted the clip. We might play it. Or no, actually, probably not.
If you could find it, we'll play it later. This is very vintage.
It was basically the hockey guy that they wheeled out during the, not Frozen Four. What was the thing we cared about 2 months ago with the USA?
Oh,
Canada?
Yeah, the Four Nations thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah,
they pulled that guy back out. And he basically used it as like a, this is why Kobe's better than LeBron.
Oh, hell yeah.
Somehow Alex
respect
Ovechkin.
Respect the take.
Ovechkin breaking Wayne Gretzky's record.
Oh, that's so funny. Skip Bayless is like seething, like wishing that was him too. He's like, yeah. Damn it. That was my angle. If I still had a platform. But I've been to platform because no one likes me. Yeah. Well, it has been interesting watching the TV right now because, yep, you're already, like, it's could the Lakers beat the Thunder in a 7-game series? Like, we've all, and I get it, you know, ratings and all that stuff. You're going to talk about the Lakers. You're going to talk about the Cowboys. If you ever talk about baseball, you're going to talk about the Yankees. But it is pretty funny. Hey, how do we shoehorn LeBron into Alexander Ovechkin legacy talk after he scores as many goals as the great one, Wayne Gretzky, and then actually gets the outright record? And then, you know, instead of talking about, like, the national championship game tonight with the Cougs playing Florida, like, you're not getting any of that. They did show for a moment, at least, on the Pat McAfee show, I think, on the TV here at FAO. They did show for a moment Pat McAfee, I think, talking about like all the stuff that the Cougs do to stay in condition. And I guess they all run 5 minute and 13 second miles. Kill me. That is ridiculous. A 5 minute mile, like 4 minutes is actually very doable. Now it used to be like, there's a movie about that, right? The Chariots of Fire, about some guy who's trying to, I think, break the 4 minute record. Runners. Oof. But this whole team can run a 5-minute mile. Like, I just feel like a fat, disgusting slob, especially considering, you know, all weekend, like, I had a bunch of pizza on Saturday, tacos at Go-Go Tacos, a lot of alcohol, as one does, a chicken sandwich yesterday, more pizza, and then these guys are running 5-minute miles while I'm slowly getting a tire around my belly and wanting to die a little bit. Like, my tummy hurts, and these guys are running 5-minute miles, and then you're watching the videos of them practice. And Sean, you said this during the commercial break, and it was such a great description. Like, they're showing Cougars basketball practice, and these guys are bodying each other. Like, they're shoving each other. They're running into each other full speed. It's insane. These guys are beating the absolute hell out of each yeah. other. And, like, back in the day, Sean, what would this be? Like,
it looked
scandal.
Like, yeah, the news coverage of, like, a scandal about an abusive high school basketball coach. But it's the Cougs, and they just won on Saturday. So it's like, look at these guys molded in the fires. They're basically doing what it looks like is a version of the original XFL. I don't even know what they call that. Scrum?
Iron sharpens iron, bro. The Texans like would love this.
The thing that they did 25 years ago for the XFL. I think that's what Kelvin Sampson, like, that's his actual rebounding drill.
It's so funny. It's Texans swarm, because the Cougs, they're doing Texans. Some Texan stuff out yeah. there.
They do worthy. Have the swarm mentality.
They do. Cougs, they swarm. Rockets, they swarm. Texans, stay warm. Astros, you know, the Astros are the least swarmy team in town. How do you feel about that? How do the Astros feel today? 713-780-3776 to call into text it on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. They played like complete doo-doo on Saturday, and then they did win yesterday. And I'm not sure how I'm supposed to feel about the win, because it was cool. I mean, they were down six runs in the fifth inning. But they rallied a win. And on a weekend where the Rockets did what they did, and the Cougars have done what they've done, I am really curious how they should feel right now. How should the Astros feel? Where are we at on the Astros confidence scale? 1 through 5. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stick around.
ESPN 975. You're locked in with the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at FAO in Midtown. Here's Paul Gallant.
Cougs playing for the national championship tonight. Rockets had two awesome wins over the weekend against the Thunder on Friday, against the Warriors yesterday. On YouTube, Jared Trum says, hey, yeah, what about Ime Udoka getting a little spicy with Steph Curry last night? Yeah, that was cool. I enjoyed last night's game. It was a surprise. Didn't really expect much out of it, but the Rockets swarmed all over Steph Curry. He didn't do much. Got a little bit of some chestiness between the Rockets and Warriors. And then, you know, you even have after the game where Ime Udoka was kind of busting Draymond Green's balls when he was asked about whether or not Amen Thompson should be in the Defensive Player of the Year conversation. And at first I thought he actually might be talking trash about Draymond Green, but he's played with Draymond before, so he admitted that he respects him. But, yeah, the basketball teams in town, good weekend for them. What about the Astros? How are we feeling about the Astros on the confidence scale? 1 to 5. This weekend was a weird one, and yesterday was great. That they were able to rally from down 7-1 in the fifth inning. You know, you don't have the best day from the starting pitching side of things, and you've been waiting for this offense to have a moment where it looks like the offense that we all know it's capable of being. Sure, there's no Kyle Tucker who's having a really great start in Chicago, and sure, there's no Alex Bregman who's also having a really great start in Boston. But you know that with a lineup with Altuve and a lineup that has Yordan Alvarez, like, it does feel like it's a matter of time before at least they look a little bit more respectable out there. So to see yesterday what they were able to do, what they're just putting the bat on the ball, getting some extra base hits, the top of the lineup's really doing work, Altuve with 2 hits, Isak Paredes with 4, Yordan with the dong that ties things up in the 9th inning and sends things to the 10th inning where they ultimately win the game. It was cool to see. But I am wondering like where we're at as the runners and scoring position situations keep on creating themselves for the Astros, but they're not doing a whole lot with it. This wasn't quite Saturday what we saw yesterday, but 4-for-15 with runners in scoring position, you know, that's actually not a bad average, all things considered. But that many opportunities, 15, and 9 left on base. It's good that they scored 9 runs, but between Ronel Blanco having a rough start because he could not get out of that, couldn't get out of the 4th, right? And no, hell, he didn't even get out of the 2nd. Jeez, game was such a blur yesterday. With Blanco struggling and with some of the arms, Spencer Arrighetti also struggling on Saturday, I am curious as to where people are. I mean, it's early, they're 4-5. You play the Seattle Mariners the next couple of games who, anyone from Seattle will tell you, like, it's been pretty damn rough. You know, I think the coolest thing that the Mariners have right now going for them is at their ballpark, T-Mobile Park. Cal Raleigh, their catcher, who is nicknamed Big Dumper. Old Big Dumper. He will send basically a message on the video board if you need to break up with somebody. Big Dumper will do it for you. Like, that's all the Mariners have these days. They just have this catcher who's nicknamed Big Dumper dumping people for you if you're too much of a bleep to you know, break up with somebody on your own. So this team's struggling. They are 4-5. Where are you at 1 through 5 on that confidence scale? Right now, I'm probably still at a 2, where I'm not quite, you know, Michael Cera. I'm more Jonah Hill. Well, I can make something of myself, but just I'm not feeling great about the offense. You know, you're already seeing Cam Smith go to the bench for yesterday's game. Is that going to continue tonight? We'll see when the lineup's released a little bit later today, because it's one of those late games, 8:40. Ugh, forgot about that. Forgot about that dynamic of being in the American League West, the 9 p.m. games. I mean, at the very least, I guess we'll be able to pay attention to the whole thing since the national title game. It's actually starting early this year. We've got like a 7:40 7:40 tip-off in San Antonio for that game. Some comments here, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Grinding on coffee and whiskey is at a 2 as well, as far as the Astros' confidence scale. They did take 2 or 3 over the weekend from the Twins. They did rally from a 5-run, 6-run deficit in the 5th inning and actually got the win. And you're seeing the guys at the top of the lineup do things that you want to see. But where are you at? I got to say, shout out to Brendan Rodgers. C-level Brendan Rodgers has been actually really good to open up the season. Brendan Rodgers has the second best average on the team for the Astros. And we're talking about a guy who, you know, everyone looks at his numbers and how he's playing at Coors Field. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, like this guy, he's only good at Coors Field. He goes away from Coors Field. He's terrible. And we had heard this idea this offseason that, one, the Rockies analytics department was so bad that it hurt Brendan Rodgers. But, two, you also had this. You had this idea from Brendan Rodgers that if he played at sea level for an entire season, that he would actually be better as a hitter. And that's exactly what we're seeing. He's hitting .333. We're here at FAO. I'm a little distracted by one of the TVs here, and, you know, I am a red-blooded American man, but it is crazy that there is a TV show, Baywatch, that's on right now, and it seems to have been digitally remastered. I don't think I ever watched the Baywatch TV show, but what is crazy is seeing, like, maybe, like, 17 or 18-year-old Jason Momoa, that Jason Momoa, who's, like, clean-shaven and looks like a normal human being for a change as opposed to somebody who, you know, does drugs. Which, again, you know, some people just look like they do drugs. Doesn't mean that they actually do. But it is really wild to see him looking the way that he's looking right now. Definitely not a future Khal Drogo. Just an extra on Baywatch in this show right here. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. From the 281. This is talking about the Rockets game against the Warriors yesterday. How about Draymond not getting into it with Dylan Brooks, but trying to pick on Alperen Şengün instead? Yeah, I mean, that's the battle that we've always wanted. I've touched on this before. A Draymond versus Dylan Brooks MMA fight would be intriguing. You know, Dylan Brooks, what he's got going for him is the fact that, like, he's not afraid of a love tap. But Dylan Brooks doesn't have Draymond Green's versatility, because Draymond Green's really good at not just hitting people in the nads and doing cheap stuff. He's good at kicking people in the nads, too. So he's, like, got the complete range. And, yeah, I would have liked to see that. I've said this a bunch of times with Draymond. I think Draymond, you know, we talk about, like, xenophobes. Draymond, I think, hates Europeans. Like, hates them. He just hates them. I think it's pretty clear. I mean, there's that weird energy that a lot of people in basketball have towards Rudy Gobert. And I kind of get it, because he was an obnoxious player during the pandemic with the licking the microphone or whatever he did, tapping it, and then, of course, testing positive for COVID. And there was some other stuff, too, where, like, you just watch him, and he's a very frustrating player to watch, because all he's good at is defense. You give him the ball underneath the basket, he's just as likely to give you the ball right back to you. Like, and if there would be me feeding him an entry pass, like a 5'11" man. He'd be like, no, I don't know if I'm feeling this. But, yeah, Draymond just hates Euros. I feel very comfortable saying that. Could I call Draymond Green a racist? Could I call him a xenophobe? I think I could. I think I'd be very, like, accurate calling him that.
And some people are saying right now, Paul, you can't do that. You can't say that. No, I truly think he hates Euros. And someone's texting in right now, what's wrong with hating Europeans? I mean, listen. We're trying to be nice people, okay? Because the Cougs are in the national championship, and tonight could be the greatest night of our lives. From the 832, talking about Cam Smith. Cam Smith's going to be on the bench. I'd rather him be down at the AAA level getting bats every day. Going to be very curious to see what they do with Cam Smith tonight. Because if he's on the bench again and it's Zach DiZenzo, I will agree with you on that front. You know, it would make more sense to just give him more at-bats. But I don't think that the Astros are quite there. I mean, do you think Dana Brown's going to go from where he was at last week when he was on the Astros flagship, where he said, yeah, I don't envision Cam Smith having a slump, which is also just a crazy thing to say about a rookie player. You know, why would you say that? What? How do you gain from that in any way, shape, or form? Like, oh, I just don't see him having a slump. Well, how about saying, like, hey, if he has a slump, what are you going to do? And he was very dodgy with that answer that he gave on that one. So we'll see what goes on with Cam Smith. But it's definitely an interesting spot. And, yeah, I'm with you. I'd want to see the guy playing a lot. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in, on YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. We have some people on the Twitch. Poor Marine and King of Twitch are just hating on the British. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, but British isn't even a part of Europe, you know? And I don't know if there are any British basketball players. I feel like England doesn't know how basketball works. You know, it's not a basketball-heavy country. I truly don't even know if they have an international team. Seriously, I don't know. I've never heard of, like, Great Britain's basketball team. Or their basketball culture. Seems like everyone just does soccer there. But since they did the Brexit, you know, English people / Brits, yeah, they're not Euros anymore, right? Like, it's part of Europe, but are they actually Europeans? No, they're Brits. They're limeys. They're takers. They take everything from us. They took everything away from my family. We were just a bunch of potato eaters. And then we had to leave our country because the English, they took all of our land. And it was a very sad day. We went to the pub and we were drinking Guinness and talking about it, and we didn't like it. We didn't like what they did to us. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Yeah, UK is for cricket and soccer players. Cricket's interesting. For those who don't know, I am now a flag football coach for a powder puff game and raising money for Alzheimer's research. It's the Blondes versus Brunettes game. And we've been having this issue where We practice at a field, but we have to basically, like, shove some people off the field that keep on playing cricket for a long time. And these guys definitely, let's just say, don't exactly respect women. So it's been very weird, this dynamic of us going on the field and trying to do this powder puff practice. And these guys, like, every single time we go up there, even though we have the field rented out, like, they make it difficult every single time. It's very fun. So that's what I think about when I think about cricket. You're welcome for that very awesome story that I'm sure everyone wanted all the details to. 713-780-3776 to call in or text in on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We're hanging out at FAO. Cougs are taking on Florida tonight in the national title. Did the Cougs win that game or did Duke choke it away? You tell me. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5.
My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking, and I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit. Or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you. Because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month, put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant, and that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com. Developed by CDC.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.